The unbelievers. Well, you know what? We don't have any part with them. Because, and that's the thing, an unbeliever is going to be a negative influence on your life. If they are intimate with you. You know, to be yoked is an image of an intimate relationship for a purpose. I mean, joining with someone like an unbeliever for a joint purpose, we're going to work together to do this. And all over the place they try to do it. Here we have, you know, Catholics and Protestants, dogs and cats, sheep and goats, all joining together to do works. And I tell you, it is sin. Christ, what concord has Christ with the idols? Shall Christ sit down and, so Belial, let's talk, you know, let's find our, you know, what kind of, can we have a harmonious relationship maybe? There is no harmony. That's what symphonesis is, concord. It means accordance, or it comes from the word that means to be harmonious. It comes from the word where we get symphony, symphoneo. You know, we get like a symphony where things come together in a beautiful way. It just doesn't work. Maybe it comes beautiful for unrighteousness. Maybe it becomes harmonious for wickedness, or harmonious for unbelief. Yeah, the unbeliever might find it quite harmonious, because you have to compromise your belief for them to be with them. They don't have to compromise any unbelief. Like, they don't have to start believing at all. You just have to lay aside your faith. And that's how it always is. That which believes, that which is righteous, has to lay aside its righteousness to go and be with that which is unrighteous, that which is unbelieving. Well, how? You can maintain your faith. Well, my faith would tell me that if I get close to someone like that, I should be preaching the gospel to them. And that I can't live my faith because my faith says I shouldn't be unequally yoked with an unbeliever. So I literally can't do it in righteousness. I have to lay aside my faith and say, no, God, I think your apostles were full of it. I should just go and yoke myself with an unbeliever. So I lay my faith aside to have that harmony. What agreement hath the temple of God with idols? As James put it, can both bitter and sweet water came out of the same fountain? These things do not go together. They pollute. You are the temple of the living God. I will dwell in them. I will walk in them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. God is going to be among us. We have to separate ourselves. Doesn't mean you don't have any interactions, but you don't have intimate relationships with unbelievers. That's why you should never marry an unbeliever. You want to have the same beliefs when you get married. Because I can't think of a more critical time to be of the same mind than in a marriage. Same faith, same general outlook. These things have to be looked at carefully. Touch not the unclean thing. Stay away from those elements. They pollute and they destroy. Very simple. He's talking as to children. Yeah, we have liberty in Christ to go and speak to people we want to speak to, right? And to develop a certain amount of rapport as far as like a truce, so to speak. You know what I mean? Like, you go to the grocery store and you need to have a business transaction. You need to buy something. You don't ask someone of their faith and make sure they're a believer. You know, of course, not anything like that. But The idea is we are to purify ourselves. And Paul wants to make sure that we don't lose that focus. And I think in many ways it seems today lost, that they've lost the focus. You know, of being separate, of not touching the unclean, that God would receive us. You know, you can receive the grace of God in vain, meaning God, you will have received this from God, and God will not receive you. God chooses us. He molds us into this shape, to where we would be obedient to all His words. And then we can be sure, we will know He will receive us. I will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. It's a beautiful thing, God, to make us His sons. But it is such a change. We need to believe Him. We need to take hold of His promises so that we can obtain those things. It is critical that we obtain them because it is our inheritance. It is not something to be taken lightly or something to be just done in an afternoon. It is a lifetime of faith, a lifetime of confession. Don't neglect that. Let not the grace of God be in vain towards you by you having received it, but not really given heed. If you are one of His chosen, God will do this for you, that you will not receive it in vain, that you will take this very seriously. You will seek the Lord, you will pray, you will do whatever necessary, whether it be suffering, whether it be kindness, whatever it takes, you will obtain the promise because you are His chosen. And that is the proof. The proof is just in the results. You want to be sure you're going to live forever? Here's what you do. Follow Him. Do according as the words say. Believe Him, and it will be.